I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, decades ago, the question for most families of color, no matter their income, was whether they would ever have access to decent public schools. Now the question for some is whether to go to public school at all. And that happens to be the dilemma confronting the new first family. We'll talk about that a little later in the program. But first, interested in a job in the new administration? If you've ever sent an email or text message that contains a conflict of interest or could be an embarrassment to the president-elect if made public, please describe. And if you are or have ever worked as a federal lobbyist, well, you definitely have some explaining to do. President-elect Barack Obama's campaign was fueled by the promise to change the way Washington works. And now the Obama transition team is taking aim at one of the most talked-about groups, lobbyists. But does his effort to change the face of influence short-circuit the careers of experienced people of color? Joining us to talk about this are Estuardo Rodriguez. He is the president of the Hispanic Lobbyists Association and a principal with the Rabin Group. Also with us is Eamon Javers. He's a staff writer for Political.com who has been writing about the new rules. Welcome to you both. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And first, I do want to mention, in the spirit of disclosure, a lot of people know that my husband is a lawyer in Washington. He does not lobby, but he is a partner in a law firm where there are partners who do. So I just want to establish that. Eamon, first of all, let's talk about the rules. There are two sets of rules, as I understand it. One for people who want to work on the transition.
Right.
And others for people who want to work in the administration long-term. Are they different?
They are different. And actually, you can really think of this as three sets of rules, because we've got the transition, which is going on right now, which is staffing up even as we speak. Then we've got the inaugural, and that is its own creature, which raises millions of dollars and has its own staff. And then we'll have the actual Obama administration. All three of those, Obama's going to have new rules which prohibit lobbyists from being involved to the extent that they've been involved in the past. So he's really trying to close that revolving door, that if you can close a revolving door or stop the revolving door, we'll get my metaphor straight, to prevent lobbyists from coming in and out of government, which has just sort of long been criticized as part of the overall culture of corruption in Washington that Democrats ran on in both 2006 and 2008. So
these rules are
going into place. They're slightly different. In for the inaugural itself, they haven't released the rules. And for the actual Obama administration, they haven't released the rules. For the transition, what we're looking at is a ban on lobbyists who've lobbied within the past 12 months. They're not allowed to actually work on the issue area that they've been lobbying on. So that's a key one. And then also they have to give up their lobbying practice during the course of the transition itself. So those are people who are just helping get the new White House up to speed. They have to suspend lobbying activities. And then if they don't go into the administration, they can go back and become lobbyists again. So, but that's a more restrictive set of rules than we've seen in the past.
Why are people making such a big deal over the transition rules, given that it's a two-month period?
Well, it's a two-month period, but it's an absolutely crucial period of time, because this is when you're setting up the entire White House staff, and this is when lobbyists actually can exert a lot of influence on a new White House by helping place people in those key jobs going forward. And then those people in the White House owe the lobbyists a favor. And those favors are how Washington works, right? You know, and payback is important in life. And so you see frequently lobbyists who've helped people get White House jobs, you know, they call them 6 months later when they need a favor.
Imagine that's
part of what Obama is trying to stamp out here. In Washington, it's a little bit like turning on the lights and seeing the cockroaches skitter. You can never quite get rid of all the lobbyists, no matter what you do. They're trying to do something here to say that they are a little bit cleaner than administrations in the past.
Unfortunate that I have to turn to you now, Estuardo, after that metaphor about the cockroaches running under the light. I apologize for that. But
just keep the lights off.
Compared to previous administrations, how tough are these restrictions, and how are the folks in your association and your fellow lobbyists reacting to them?
Right. Well, I honestly, historically, yes, they're stricter than they have ever been. But we have something very interesting going on, and that's the whole impetus behind the Hispanic Lobby Association forming was basically that growth of Hispanic professionals who had decided 10, 15 years on the Hill is enough, I want to go into the private sector. And during those eight years of this administration, there were rare opportunities. In 2006, when the Democrats won the majority, and not saying that there aren't Hispanic Republicans, but the majority of the Hispanics on the Hill are Democrats, the staffers, that is. Many of them saw an opportunity with the majority being Democrats on the House side to move over, and many did. And our organization saw a boom in members, which is great. But now they're starting to look back and say, what an amazing opportunity to work with Senator Barack Obama and the opportunities there. But I know a number of them who are really taking a wait-and-see approach simply because the restrictions are not defined, especially as it relates to what they've worked on for the last year, what they might want to work on for the next year in terms of the policy issues. So I think there is this deterrent, but at the same time, I think there's a lot of eagerness to get involved.
What about the fact that there are two issues here, it seems to me. On the one hand, people are saying these are kind of first people who are just now getting access to these types of opportunities. On the other hand, as Eamon was saying, if you feel that this is a corrupting influence in American life, shouldn't you be eager to embrace these new restrictions?
Well, that's the other reason why we started the Hispanic Lobbyist Association, was to better inform. One of our goals is to better inform the people around us, organizations and members on the Hill, that lobbyists come in all shapes and sizes. We work on public policy issues, yes, but civil rights issues, a number of labor issues, as well as a corporate, traditional, oil, food, whatever. And so there are a number of miscommunications, misinformation out there about what lobbyists really do and how informative and historically how important they are. As you can.
Well, let me ask Eamon this question. Do these bans? I think people think of lobbyists as these people with big expense accounts who are wining and dining people.
Right.
Buying them sort of steaks and martinis, if anybody actually still eats and drinks those. But aren't lobbyists people like the NAACP, the National Council of
sure.
La Raza, people who represent, social workers, nurses, et cetera?
Right.
Who represent nonprofit groups as well?
Those are all people
all
who hire registered lobbyists and who have registered lobbyists on staff themselves. And one of the things about lobbying, the only group of people in Washington I think less popular than lobbyists are reporters. So, it is a much maligned profession. But that said, lobbying is embedded in the Constitution. You have a right to petition the government for redress of grievances, and that is what lobbyists do, and for issues all across the board. In addition to sort of the big fat cat corporate lobbyists that we sort of think of stereotypically, you do have all these other kinds of lobbyists. And one of the questions for the Obama administration is how strictly are they going to apply the rules that they've set for themselves, particularly when it comes to traditionally democratic interest groups. Will those people, for example, people who've been lobbyists for unions, will they be as restricted from the Obama administration as, say, a lobbyist for some kind of corporate cause?
How can you make that distinction? Can you?
Well, because you have to apply this stuff on a case-by-case basis, it's going to be a question of where you draw the line of how do you define an issue. The rule is you can't lobby or you can't work in the administration on an issue, quote-unquote, that you lobbied on. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean all of tax policy, for example, or just some narrow little tax piece that you were trying to work on?
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with Estuardo Rodriguez and Eamon Javers about the Obama administration's policy toward lobbyists. So, Estuardo, are you – I guess the catch-22 for someone like yourself who's worked to develop an area of expertise,
right.
if you can't work on that area of expertise, why would you go into the administration?
Exactly. I think that is your expertise over the last 5-10 years gets you consideration, but then you're not allowed to work in that area. That's why I think we're all kind of holding our breath here, waiting to see what exactly the restrictions are going to be in terms of moving into the Obama administration. I will say that there are some that just members of the Hispanic lobbyists that I've spoken to within the last week or two who've just outright told me I'm not even going to try. This just my work, the scope of work over the last 2 years has run the gamut, and I don't even know how bad the restriction is going to be. Not only the restriction going in, but the restriction once I leave. The whole idea is once I leave the White House, let's say I leave after 2-3 years because it's been a great stint, but I want to go back to the private sector, pay my mortgage, there's a serious salary issue there too. All of a sudden, I can't even work my relationships in the White House.
You were telling us earlier that the Clinton administration, President Bill Clinton, initially imposed a 5-year ban on lobbying, but then he lifted it at the end of his administration. Why did he do that?
Well, he wanted to lift it simply because there needed to be – the restriction was too severe for everyone leaving the White House, and with the Republicans taking over, there was the push on him to make it more possible, make it possible for those leaving the administration to find gainful employment.
Eamon, is it possible, though, that even – we've talked here about the way this policy could shut off opportunities for some people who – feel that they, you know, in good faith developed areas of expertise, but could it in some way open the door for previously untapped talent?
Sure. I mean, there's sort of two sides to this coin. And on the one hand, you know, look, let's not cry for lobbyists here, but particularly Democratic lobbyists in a Washington where the House and the Senate and the White House are controlled by Democrats, the opportunities financially for them are going to be enormous, even if they don't go into the White House. And traditionally, remember that a lobbyist going into a White House job will take a significant salary cut, as we've been talking about. A lot of those folks I've been talking to in the past couple of weeks simply just don't want to swallow the salary cut, and they're going to stay in the private sector where they can continue to make an enormous amount of money, especially now that the White House is in Democratic hands. Their contacts will be incredibly valuable for them. So I don't think we should go too far in saying that these are you know, huge missed opportunities for the lobbyists. I mean, they will continue to have very successful careers in Washington, I think, if they're Democrats.
Right. But I understand the salary issue because I've heard it as well. But I think there's a different motivation here. I don't see a lot of the members of my organization really driven to join the administration because at some point they want to cash in. I really think they're driven to apply for a position with the Obama administration because of the excitement around such a historic administration. It's just in looking down the road, they're wondering, well, what's going to be the restriction on me?
Eduardo Rodriguez is the president of the Hispanic Lobbyist Association. He's also a principal in the Rabin Group, and he joined us here in the Washington studio, as did Eamon Javers. He's a writer at Politico.com who's been writing about this whole issue. He was kind enough to join us here as well. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.